Wisconsin's gray wolves are no longer considered a federally endangered species, and DNR mammal ecologist Adrian Weideman says that will allow the state to have more control.
The state is still very concerned about conservation of wolves, and we appreciate now that we'll have an opportunity to kind of balance conservation with controls where there are problems, and in the long run, that's going to be the best thing for the wolf population.
The DNR is ready to issue permits to landowners with wolf problems. They can be applied for if the animals have been attacking or threatening livestock and pets, or if a landowner lives near an area where attacks have occurred.
They are now eligible for receiving permits to be able to shoot wolves on their property. We'll again have wildlife services ready to go to trap and remove problem wolves.
Weideman believes the tools they have in place right now will be adequate for taking over management of the wolf population.
Since we haven't had almost any controls over the last couple of years, at this point, being able to issue permits to landowners and being able to get government trappers out there to remove problem wolves, that's probably the most important thing we need to start with.
The most recent DNR estimates put the state's wolf population at about 800 animals. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.